Praise be Jesus and Mary. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. St. Paul concludes the passage from the first letter to the Corinthians that we hear in today's liturgy in this way, that we should not make judgment before the appointed time. In this case, he is talking about the righteousness or lack of righteousness of those who serve Christ, and he places himself among them. Although he says his conscience doesn't bother him, he is not claiming that he is thereby acquitted. And in today's gospel, we hear the Pharisees, who are once again at it with the Lord, causing trouble. Whenever the Pharisees, most often, almost always, when the Pharisees are asking our Lord questions, they're not questions asked in good faith. They're not seeking to know the difference between the truth and error, or between the good and the bad. They have an axe to grind, and the axe to grind is against the Lord, who teaches with authority and not like the Pharisees, who had the authority of Moses and knew the law of God, but they did not live it, and rather they bound up heavy burdens on other men's backs. And so in today's liturgy, in the readings, is brought up the whole question of judging. Our Lord says elsewhere in the gospel, do not judge and you will not be judged. So as it goes today, we're not supposed to judge people. We're not supposed to be judgmental. The problem with this general idea is that judgment is an act of our intellect by which we establish that something is true or false. And when we talk about conscience, which is an aspect of judgment, it's about whether something is morally good or morally bad. And in order to think at all, at any moment, you have to make judgments. And the only judgments we make are about whether something is true or not true, or whether it's good or it's bad. That is the nature of our human intellect, which belongs to our soul. And our soul makes us as men and women, the image and likeness of God. We're created in God's image because we are able to know and to love as God knows and loves. And through grace, that image is raised to a higher level, to a level of a likeness, because God has infused his grace into our soul and made us even more like him, so that we can know and love him as Jesus knows and loves his Father. And so judgment is very much a part of that divine life which belongs to us, both as humans on a natural level and a truly divine life, supernatural life, through grace. So what do we do with this judgment? Well, we don't do what the Pharisees did, which is called rash judgment, and it's called hypocrisy, because they judged others but not themselves. And they didn't look for the truth. They looked for a way to further their own agenda and to kill the truth, to destroy the truth, to put he who spoke the truth and who was the truth to death. Saint Bonaventure says that there not only was their sin the sin of hypocrisy and of really not seeking ultimately the will of God and the true judgments of God, but this insincerity and lack of integrity also led them to cruelty. And so it led them to rash judgment. Rash judgment not only against their neighbor, but also against the Lord. And that's what's manifested in the questioning of our Lord about the apostles who are fasting, or who are eating and drinking when John and the Pharisees had been fasting. Sometimes we who want to follow are striving to follow the Lord and to be faithful and desire our families and friends, our loved ones, and our enemies to be saved are accused of being judgmental or of judging people when we point out the truth or we point out the difference between right and wrong. That's the nature, in a way, of being a follower of Christ. We will be accused of being judgmental. The key, of course, is that when we speak out, we are exercising the spiritual works of mercy, of admonishing the sinner, and at the same time forgiving the offenses that others offend us with. That those two things go together. And if those things two go together, then our words will be spoken not only out of a supernatural charity for our brothers and sisters who need to be saved, but also with a spirit of kindness and one which includes long-suffering. Because if we follow Jesus and we follow the truth and we bear witness to the truth in public with our brothers and sisters, people are not going to be happy about it from time to time, perhaps even very often. Because while the truth sets people free, when they don't want to hear the truth, it first makes them miserable. And that's the nature of our conscience. When we hear the truth and it convicts us of sin, it is not a pleasant experience. The problem for us is that we shouldn't make it more unpleasant than it needs to be, because we need also to be instruments of God's mercy. Because those who are in sin and who are attached to their sins and don't want to hear the truth need Jesus more than they need us. They need to encounter Christ. But let us ask our Blessed Mother and the saints, and today we celebrate the Feast of the Martyrs, the Franciscan Martyrs, the French Revolution, John Francis Severin and companions. Let us ask the saints to give us the strength to bear witness to Christ and to be judged worthy of being his followers. Please, God, may it be that the world may be able to make a judgment about us, that we are indeed the followers of Christ, because, God willing, that wouldn't be a rash judgment, but that would be an accurate one, and one which we would be willing to bear witness to and even to suffer for, as did the martyrs. May we have always the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of truth, and also the Spirit of mercy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Jesus.